Today's passage is John 15, 12 to 17. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command to you, so that you will love one another. Yesterday, we read the first part of John 15, which is very well known, especially if you've taken Experiencing God before. That's where Jesus calls himself the true vine and the Father the vine dresser. And he says, abide in me and I in you. This leads up to verse 5 where he proclaims, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And the two verses right before today's passage are, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Today's verses should definitely be read in the context of abiding in Jesus' love. The main command Jesus gives is to love one another. This is what he says in verses 12 and 17. Jesus' command of loving one another is only possible by abiding in the love of Jesus. Because as we just reviewed, apart from him, the true vine, we can do nothing. We cannot bear any fruit. We also know this truth from experience. We cannot, on our own, muster up true love for others. At one point or another, if we are not being filled with love from Jesus, our own love runs dry. Before knowing Jesus personally, I remember this inability I had to look at people without thinking, what's in it for me? Especially if I didn't naturally get along with them. I just had this inability to love others because I didn't know the love of Jesus. The vine imagery is so powerful because it's so true. Again, apart from Jesus, we wither up and simply cannot bear the fruit of loving others. Let's look at the middle verses from today's passage. Verse 13, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. In the book of John, this is recorded the night that Jesus is betrayed by Judas and arrested before going to the cross. Jesus does exactly what he is talking about, laying down his life for his friends. We've read before that nobody forces him to do it, but he lays his life down on his own accord. His sacrifice on the cross shows the full extent of his love, because what could be more precious than his own life? No matter how far we feel from God sometimes, we can always look to what Jesus did on the cross as evidence of his love for us. That's the greatest love shown. Moving on. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, but I have called you friends. Jesus shows how intimately he cares for his disciples. He is their master, but now he has called them friends. All that he has heard from God the Father, he's made known to his disciples. That's why elsewhere Jesus says that they know the Father since they know him. Jesus shared all that the Father showed him. He not only shared his miracles and teachings with them, the truths that he knew from being God himself and knowing God the Father, but he shared many meals also, at just times walking from place to place. That's what made him a great friend to the disciples. And briefly, in verse 16, Jesus talks about how he chose them to bear fruit. continuing the abiding theme. In that verse, he also promises to give whatever they ask the Father in his name. Naturally, what his disciples ask will be in tune with his desires if they are truly abiding in him. Jesus' words are just as true for us today as it was to his 12 disciples. We know that because he laid down his life for all of us, including his disciples in the future. So today, let's continue reflecting on abiding in Jesus' love, and in turn, loving one another. In abiding in Jesus' love, let's think about how Jesus calls us his friend. There's the song, Friend of God, with the chorus, I am a friend of God, times three, and he calls me friend. What do you think about those lines and the truth behind it? All that Jesus has heard from the Father, he's made known to us. And he doesn't just want us to come to him as servants to our Lord, but he wants us to cherish his friendship. He wants to share his life with us and us with him. One way of doing this is spontaneous prayer throughout the day, where we remember that Jesus is with us. We can pray to him as we would talk to a friend sometimes, bringing our burdens and our joys, and also listening to him. In turn, let's remember to love one another today. Throughout the Bible, the two commandments of loving God and loving your neighbor go hand in hand. Another way we experience and show the friendship of God is through our friendships with one another. It's challenging, no doubt, during these times to invest in our friendships. I'm one of those people, like some of you, who find it much easier to be a friend to somebody I see physically. But it's definitely possible still to invest in our friendships now, and all the more meaningful. Perhaps your application can be to simply think of somebody to text or call to check in on and say hi, just to see how they're doing. Or if God is convicting you to take a bigger step of serving a friend in a more costly way, more on the end of laying down your life for them, closer to that end, we should definitely follow through with that as well. Let's intentionally follow Jesus' command of loving one another as we abide in him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these words of yours, and God, we thank you for calling us friend, for laying your life down for us, and making it possible to love one another and to bear this fruit that's good to you and really life-giving to us as well. Lord, we pray for just our friendships during the season that we're in. It's definitely hard to intentionally love one another. But Lord, we pray that you would inspire us and help us to even go the extra mile, whatever that means, to love our brothers and sisters. We thank you, God. We lift up this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray.